Rishisayv Harav Yifrah. Parshas Pikudei, Rashi tells us that Bezalel changed the order of the building of the Mishkan. If you take a look in Parshas Truma, so there the order of the Mishkan has the Aron first, followed by the other Kelim. And Rashi points out that Bezalel is an architect. What does an architect do? An architect first builds the outside, and then he brings in the furniture. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichron Levracha, emphasis on Zichron Levracha, said that this act of Bezalel is an act which ultimately defines Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Das. And that's Bezalel? The Chachma of Bezalel is that he knows first to build the house and then to put in the furniture? That's Chachma, Bina, and Das. And in fact, we've been having parsha after parsha after parsha on simply the building of the Mishkan. Repeating it over and over and over again. What's going on? So I'd like to digress. I want to share with you what I think is some of the most enjoyable diyukim about the Melechas HaMikdash, and then see what the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichron Levracha did to answer this question, and see what lessons it has to Siyat Mishmai for our Avodas Hashem. We have a beautiful tradition from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal that the Rambam introduces the building of the Aron in a very interesting way. Listen to Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Even Hoysa B'Kodesh HaKadoshim B'Ma'aravoy. There was a stone, that's the Evan Hashisiya. V'aleh ha'ya ha'aron, and on it the Aron sat. U'be'esha bona shleimes ha'bayis v'yodah she'sayfu l'charev. And when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash he knew it would be destroyed, he built a cavern underneath. And in the second bayis, the Aron was there, but the Aron was underneath. That's how the Rambam introduces the Aron. That's how he introduced, with a bit of a history. We have a tradition that the Rambam and all say for Yad HaChazak, it doesn't write history. So Rambam has to be telling us a halacha. Question number one in the halachos of the Aron is, why is it that the Rambam introduces the Aron with this piece of history? Question number two, here I want some feedback. Listen carefully to how the Rambam introduces the Kelim of the Mikdash. Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Zok de Heilige Rambam, v'oisen b'migdash shiva kelim. There were seven kelim in the Migdash. Mizbeach la'ola, v'kiyar, v'kano l'kadosh menu, u'mizbeach l'ktores, u'minora, v'sholchan. Seven kelim. Which keli is strikingly missing? I've read pretty fast. Aron's not mentioned. Aron's not mentioned at all. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he counts all the Kelim, and the Aron's not mentioned. So what's the pshat? So Rav Soloveitchik had a pshat when he was a young teenager, and he wrote the pshat to his father, and he wrote it to his great-uncle. In fact, Rav Yoshe Ber makes a cameo appearance, the Chedushim Aran Riz HaLevi al Rambam, in the back, in a letter about the carrying of the Aron. And the Chiddush that we're going to say is connected to that, but in a few minutes of Musar, we can't get to that part of the Lamdas. But it's there. It's in the back of the Chiddush Egris. And Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following fascinating idea. The truth is, like a beautiful Brisker shot, it's just explaining the words. And that is, obviously, the Aron was not a kli. The Aron is not one of the Kelim of the Mikdash. The Aron is something else. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it in Halacha Vav. The Rambam doesn't mention it in Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a separate thing. What is that separate thing? So we go back to the first question of the Rambam in Perek Dalet. The Rambam doesn't introduce the Aron as a regular Kli, but he tells us a bit of history. You know what the Rambam is saying in that history? This Rav Schechter quotes from the Rav Zatzal. It's been then printed in the letters back and forth between the Rav and his father in the Igaris Hagrid. The Rambam is telling us that Kedushas HaMikdash, and for that matter of Soloveitchik based on the Gra, argued all Kedusha in Klal Yisrael emanates from the Luchos and the Torah in the Aron. The Aron is not one of the other Kalim, but the Aron is a precondition for Kedushas HaMikdash. The Gra said that the reason why we dance, particularly the Gra was makbid to dance around the Bima and Simchas Torah, is because everything in Klal Yisrael, all of its Kedusha, has to start from the Torah. All of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael stems from that place, as the Mishnah in Kalim describes. You start with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that has the highest level of Kedusha, and then you go out to Kedushas HaZara, and the Kedushas Machne Leviya, Machne Yisrael, spreading out to all of Eretz Yisrael. Everything starts with Torah. And the Rambam in Perek Dalid is telling us that the precondition for Kedushas HaMikdash, there had to be an Aron. So the Aron is not a kli, but the Aron is something else. The Aron is what goes along with the Torah, which is not a utensil that's used for Avodas Hashem, but it is the object of Kedusha, the source of all Kedusha. Some gishmakim diyukim. And this, as I've been discussing this with Chaverim, amazing things came out. If you take a look in Parshas Truma, there the tzivui is given, va'asu aron. In all the other kelim, it doesn't say va'asu, but rather it says va'asisa, you particularly should make. Why? Because it could very well be that the aron is not mentioned as a mitzvah for us to make because we can't make the aron. There's no tzivui of the aron. Va'asisa is on all the other kelim. Why? So let's go to another diuk. In the end of Parshas Vayakel, take a look at it, last end of last week's Parsha. There it says, Vayas, Vayas, Vayas. In the beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin, it says, Vayas Bitzalel Es Aron. Bitzalel made the Aron. Says the Das Zekein in Balei Tosis, Vayas Bitzalel. There it says that Bitzalel made it. All the other Kelim it doesn't, because Bitzalel, Bitzel Kel, the Tzel Kel is through the Aron. Kedusha, as we described before, as Soloveitchik said in the Rambam Perek Dalet, Kedusha, Samigdash, Itzel, Kel, is dependent on the Aron. So there it says, Vayas, Bitzalel, everything that Bitzalel represents. Oh, we're getting close to Chabad now. Getting closer to Chabad. Vayas, Bitzalel, this is what Salo made. While all the other Kalim, it just says Vayas. Soloveitchik asked his son, very nice pshat. Or Moshe Soloveitchik asked his son, very beautiful pshat. But so far that the Rambam doesn't describe the measurements of the Aron, not only does the Rambam not mention the Aron as one of the Kalim, but the Rambam also doesn't describe even the measurements. So he said, yes, Daddy, it goes so far, this Chiddush goes so far, that it could very well be that the mitzvah of making the Aron wasn't Ludoros, it wasn't for all generations. The mitzvah was only on Bezalel, and the Aron that we're going to use was the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It could very well be all the other Kalim. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to make every single one of all the other Kalim. But the Aron that we're going to use is V'asu. It's not something that even we can make. So we go back to the beginning of Parshas Truma. When it comes to all the other Kalim, that's something that Klal Yisrael can make. V'asisa. But there was once in time that we were able to make the Aron, because it inexorably connected to Torah. But all other times, Torah is so exalted. So Torah is so lemala me'ateva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a commandment for all generations to make. Hence, it's only made Bitzel Kel, only Vayas Bitzel. So Rambam doesn't bring it down as a mitzvah for all generations to make the Aron. It could very well be this fits in with the idea that we know. Chazal tell us, how much space does the Aron take up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It doesn't take up space. So one of my friends suggested, that's why you can't give a tzivu l'doros. On something that's so exalted, something that is so mitromeim, that there'll never be a tzivu for Klal Yisrael to make. It's only a Torah is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Aron, which represents Torah, is also that gift that's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Kachto Referach. Vasisa versus Vaasu by the Aron. Vayas Bezalel versus Vayas. The Rambam doesn't mention the midos at all, the measurements of the Aron at all, because the Rambam holds that there is no mitzvah, the doros, to make the Aron. The Rambam doesn't list it amongst the other kelim because it's not a kli. It's not a kli to be made. And the Rambam introduces the Aron in the bit of history, which is not history. It's telling us that Kedusha HaMikdash and Kedusha of all of Klal Yisrael is dependent on the Aron. Amazing shot that Rav Yosef Ber was saying. What emerges then for us is we have a responsibility, the Chiyuv Anas. Here the Chassidus begins. The Chiyuv Anas is to build the Kelim that brings out Kedusha HaTorah inside of us. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechrayna Levracha, that is Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chachma, Bina, Das is the ability to take, there are two Batei Mikdashim. You have Parshas Truma, which is what we call in Chassidus the Mikdash Ila'a, the upperly, the heavenly Mikdash. What does Bezalel do? He takes the heavenly Mikdash and he brings it down to this world. He creates a Mikdash Tata, a lower Mikdash. And that requires a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, Chachma, Bina, and Das, to be able to take the ideals of what the Aron represents and to bring it down into this world. And that Bezalel does, the Chachma. If we could just extend what the Lubavitcher Rebbe was saying, based on this beautiful Brisker Torah and this beautiful Yisod in Kabbalah, there are a few lessons that emerge that are connected to our Avodas Hashem. The first lesson is that Torah doesn't adjust to us. Torah is from a different world. And that means we cannot adjust Torah to our Ratzon, but rather we have to adopt ourselves to the Ratzon HaTorah. And there are some things that we're not going to understand. And the statement, if there's a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way, is just not true. There are some things that we don't understand. And part of Avodas Hashem is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. But at the end of the day, if I'm going to suffuse, as we've spoken in the past, my das to your das elyon, then that's going to lift me up. And I'm going to use the other Shiva Kalim. I'm going to use the mechitzos of building the Migdash Tata. I'm going to use those to suffuse myself to that Kedusha that is so mitromem, that could take us, that the Nefesh HaChaim describes, that we're two parts, we're a harkava, we're two parts, of coming from the highest places of the heavenly world and from the lowest place of the world. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim b'toch ha'afara adoma. Man who's a combination of those two, that we could raise ourselves up to something that's above and beyond. But we can't lower the Aron down. The Aron won't go down. So there's only one choice, and that is we have to raise ourselves up. That's lesson number one from the Sussot. Lesson number two is that when it comes to our Avodas Hashem in this world, what did Bezalel do? He had to build mechitzas. Mechitzas sometimes are necessary. In Parshas Truma, where we're being introduced to Migdash, says the Ramban, just another point in the Psukim, if you have the Psukim open in front of you. The Psukim in Parshas Truma, Perichof Hei, Pasuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, repeat the phenomenon that you have a kaporis on the Aron, and then you have to put the luchos inside of the Aron, and then you put the kaporis back on. Says the Ramban, why does the Torah repeat itself? Because the Torah wants to emphasize, v'no'ati l'chasham, that Kedushas HaMikdash and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's communication with Klal Yisrael, as we developed in the Rambam and Perek Dalet, is entirely dependent on the Luchos. Without it, the Luchos and the Torah. Without it, there's no Kedushas HaMikdash. So says Ramban, the Torah is repeating itself to say that Hashras Hashchina is dependent on the Luchos. And that's why it comes first in Parshas Truma. When God is talking in the upper worlds, when you're talking about a Mikdash Ilah, so then the Aron could come first. No problem. The Aron comes first. That's Kedushas HaMikdash. You bring in the Aron. But in this world, you don't always bring in the Aron first. Because this world is a mixture of Tahara and Toma. Torah isn't just plopped anywhere. There's something called Kabbalah with a C. You ever heard of that? Shouldn't know what that is. That's Kabbalah in Los Angeles. When you take Torah and you drop it down, you drop down holy things into the middle of the street, then chas v'chalila, the greatest distortion of Torah could come out. So in Parshas Truma, there we're in the Mikdash Ilah, then for sure, you have the Aron first. But if we're talking about making a Mikdash Tata, there's a need for mechitzas. There's a need sometimes to first put down the boundaries and say, wait a second, this doesn't belong here. This doesn't go. The two don't mix. You know better than me what those two things are. Every single person here, Adam Yodea Maris Nafsho, everybody knows, especially a 20-year-old knows the challenges of a generation better than a 45-year-old. But everybody knows in themselves where those mechitzas have to be built. And that's Chochma Bina Das. The ability to be able to take that Migdash Ilah and to be able to make it tachlis in this Migdash Tetra. And there's one more part. Because of Tumah in this world, then it actually gives us a tremendous opportunity. The most awesome thing a person could do is to truly create a Migdash. That's in the home that you're going to build when you get married. And it's building a Beis HaMedrash. And every time a person finds a place to separate from the Hevlei Olam Hazeh, the emptiness of this world, and build a place of Torah, then that's a kium of Binyan HaMikdash, of creating that Mikdash Tata. And what that means practically is we have to be so careful not to bring in the things that are on the other side of the Mechitza into the Beis HaMedrash, into the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean practically? What it means practically is that a person has to ask themselves, when they're bringing other things in, is that right? Should those things be brought in? Sometimes it is right. I once had a Talmud. I worked in the yeshiva where the yeshiva's policy was Talmidim could, as long as they're in the Beis Medrash, they could do whatever they want. Anything they want. There was a Shana Aleph guy that they put in my shir. I taught the Shana Bet boys. And the fellow I saw, he had his Gemara. And underneath, he was reading the Sports Illustrated, Kosher Sports Illustrated. He was reading a Sports Illustrated. I said to him, I have no problem. In the yeshiva's policies, you could bring whatever you want into the Beis Medrash. But at the end of the day, if you decide to read the Sports Illustrated, read the Sports Illustrated. Don't hide it under the Gemara. Don't hide it under the Gemara. There's sometimes a sheker that's also being brought into the Beis Medrash. And then a bachur, when he reaches that stage where he no longer needs the Sports Illustrated anymore, he has to ask himself, am I truly cutting myself off from those things? Am I being mekayim, the binyan hamechitzas that's appropriate? I'll give you an example. We've been talking about this for a while. It's absolutely amazing, the koach haTorah through that exists through technology today. It's absolutely mind-boggling how technology reaches so many beautiful far corners. I don't know if I ever told you the story. I went on vacation with my wife up north. That's why I'm not going to be here Thursday. We're going up with our family up north. So that's why we're doing the Musar now. So that story's on my mind. Last time we went up north, I went to the Kever HaRambam, and there were a bunch of Satmar Hasidim that came inside to the Kever HaRambam. And it was right after Shkia, and I asked them when they were going to daven Ma'ariv. They said to me, Ma'ariv, we're still up to Mincha. So, okay, I realized that they're not going to be davening Ma'ariv for a while. Then it's about 25 Satmar Hasidim your age, and the Rebbe there comes over to me, and he says to me in Yiddish, "Here bist a magid shir." He says to me, "You're a magid shir." So I said to him, "Yoch bin amalamid, I teach." I said, "How do you know?" He says to me, "Why you Torah?" I said to him, "Maybe you down in the Kaskos." I said, "You mean Torah anytime?" He said, "Nay, nay, nay, why you Torah?" So it's amazing, the koach of technology, the ability to reach so far. This classroom, Rav Miller Shlita has been teaching many, many years. So Rabbi Shor, who's the head of YU Torah, told me there was a conference years ago where Rabbi Miller decided to take the guys of the Kolo, where different smicha guys were meeting people who were conservative ordination students. And one of the fellows came over to Rabbi Miller and he said, Rabbi Miller, I'm a Talmud. I've been learning Yoredeya with you. So that's how I know Yoredeya. I learned it with you. And Rabbi Shor's point is that the goal of YU Torah is to bring together that one day the Satmar Hasidim and the students in JTS who really want to learn, that one day they'll all learn together. The koach of technology is so profound and it's so, so, so strong. But at the end of the day, by the way, the Satmar Chasidim sent to me, this is the first time in my life it's ever happened to me. He said to me, on Yirved Zogim Yetz Hashir to the Bachram. He said, I want you to say a shir to the Bachram. And I said a shir at the Rabban's Kever to 25 Satmar Chasidim. Now, are people in YU so open that if a Satmar read, they would see a Satmar Magid shir, they would say that they would let him say shir to 25. But that's what happened to me. It's a koach. But that koach has limitations to it. Maybe in the Satmar Yeshiva, they'll say it has tremendous limitations. It allowed YU Torah to get into their Beis Medrash. But at the end of the day, it has real, real, real limitations. And those limitations are the following. We have to ask ourselves if when we're bringing the stuff into the Beis Medrash, whether we're bringing other stuff along with it. In my day, when someone listened to a shir, so what they brought in was a cassette. There was nothing else. How many guys start off listening to a shir, and then they get a WhatsApp, and then they get a phone call? From what I understand with the technology, you're able to shut everything else out. You have favorites, right? Mitzvah Hashem, when you get married, your wife will be your favorite. Hopefully right now there is no one else who's one of your favorites. So at this stage, so then you could shut everything out. But it requires you to make up your mind that right now this is your priority. Your priority is that when you go into the Mikdash, when you enter those sacred mechitzos entirely surround you. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to raise ourselves up to Kedushas Ha'aron, to be able to use all the kelim and everything that the kelim represent. We can't even discuss how the menorah, each one of them, the mizbeach, v'chulei v'chulei, are ones that are able to be mechaber us to the something that's so awesome. Ha'aron noseya et nosa. The Aron carries us, but it requires one condition. Three conditions. First condition is that we have to recognize that we want it to carry us. It's Kedusha. Number two is to recognize that there need to be mechitzos. And number three is for us to have the desire to create a Mikdash Tata'a. I'll just conclude one last lemaisa application of this. How important it is to make a Mikdash Tata. I had a Talmud that asked me the following question. I mentioned this to some of the Talmud, and I don't think I mentioned it to all. There was a Talmud who was going back to the States. He had to study in a secular university. And he had the following shaila. He has an hour and a half a day. And what he could do is he could travel to a Beis Medrash, which takes him 25 minutes to travel one way, 25 minutes to travel the other way. He's only going to have 40 minutes left to learn. Or he could learn in a library. I know the secular library is pretty well. I was in Columbia. I studied sometime for graduate work. I was already married when I did Columbia. But some of the libraries are really, really nice. It's really quiet. You have to find the right corner in terms of pizzas, no question, but there is a quiet spot. Or he could study in his room. And he could learn for an hour and a half. What should he do? Should he travel to the Beis Medrash? Rabosai, the chiyuv on every single one of us is to create a Mikdash. It can't be that the Torah is going into the halls and the libraries of the universities without being clear what our mechitzas are. And for a person to be connected to a Beis Medrash is absolutely critical in their Avodas Hashem. Beis Hashem, we should be able to be kind of these three things. To recognize how great Kedushas Ha'aron is, to create the appropriate mechitzos, and then create the appropriate mishkan, so that we'll be able to be mekayem b'asim and migdash b'shachan.